Hi there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith and Look and See is my photo blog where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. And today it's Thursday, November the 25th, a mild but sunny day in Armidale on the eastern side of Australia, roughly halfway between Sydney and Brisbane. I went down to the railway station on my way home tonight. And today it was 5 to 18 Celsius. Pretty chilly morning. That's 41 to 64 Fahrenheit. And some people would have it that summer begins on the 1st of December, which would be Wednesday next week. Well, perhaps I can believe it because the forecast is for 30 Celsius, 86 Fahrenheit on Sunday. Such is the fickleness of the weather. And there's Nestor in Chicago telling me it's just started snowing there. Well, today's photography session was quite ad hoc. I was driving in the general direction of the railway station, so I thought I'd pop in and see if the train had arrived. It's about that time, 6:10 in the evening when it comes in from Sydney. And there was no train, and there were a few people on the station platform. So photograph one illustrates that scene. The train hadn't arrived. The view here is looking east, and underneath the awning of the station at the platform, just the one platform these days. Well, it always has been just one platform, but there were other goods platforms at one stage, but they're more or less unused and some have been removed. So just a few minutes later, more people began arriving, and the second photograph shows the dual headlights of the train in the center of the photograph. The train has come under a road bridge. You can see a yellow painted bridge just above the train's lights. And the train is coming down an incline and about to cross a level crossing. The incline is in days of old with steam trains, used to be a little bit interesting in winter, or when it was wet, steep enough to cause the wheels to spin, I'm told. The third photograph illustrates the train just about to arrive at the platform, and yet more people arrive to meet friends and relatives. And I'm amazed that they were arriving just as the train did. I assume this means the train was exactly on time and people were just arriving expecting it to be there on time. Well, perhaps that's me being cynical. The low evening light lights up the station paintwork just magnificently. Beautiful yellows and rusty colours, highlighted with a reddy undercoat colour paint. It's a colour I associate with metalwork primer, lead primer. The next photograph, the fourth photograph, is the train just halting at the end of the platform. I can't remember how many carriages there are. I think it's 4 on the train at this time of year. They reduce it to 3 in winter. Coming into summer, it's 4 carriages, I believe. The next photograph has some happy, smiling faces as the passengers disembark and as they're greeted by friends and relatives. We have some people walking off the platform and others standing looking into the doorways as they wait for their friends to appear in the doorway. And finally, the sixth photograph sees the passengers with bags on wheels heading towards the station exit. They have done their meet and greet and are now moving on to their final destinations for the evening. For some people, that will be in Armidale itself, and for others, the destination will be further north. The train stops here in Armidale these days, even though the line continues to the Queensland border, albeit in disrepair in places. There is a bus service for those people heading further north up to the border country. So there we have today's selection of photographs, activity at the railway station. The passenger train from Sydney arrives. Today, Thursday, November the 25th. I'm Gordon Smith, and if you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. So once again, thanks for listening, thanks for dropping by, and I hope you manage to find a few moments in the coming days to do the same. Until then, bye for now.